Very good morning to Donny Carrazza, Jimmy Hatfield, and also Ricardo Hatfield have turned up this morning. Just got back from Ireland, I believe. Very good morning to you, Donno. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Matt. How are you, mate?
Great to catch up with you. Of course, Strikeforce. What can you tell us about Strikeforce for those people who don't know?
Sure, very quickly. We're very excited that we did come back from Ireland. Had a fantastic time. We had the Funakoshi World Cup, Karate Cup, and we had a successful result with our student Ricardo Hatfield doing a fantastic job, sixth in the world. So fantastic effort from a large group of 75 fighters.
That's amazing. Sixth in the world. What a terrific thing that is. Congratulations to you, Ricardo, mate. How'd you go, mate? How'd you find it all?
Yeah, it was very good. Very intense. It was a long day, really, for us. About 4 hours for the event. Had many fights during it. So I got into the quarterfinals, and that's where I got knocked out and placed sixth.
Amazing. So some of the competitors in the competition, a lot of them were European, I believe. Is that right?
A lot were European, but the best are the Japanese still. So
right, yeah. And Funakoshi, for those people who don't know, the uninitiated, Funakoshi is the founder of Shotokan Karate.
Absolutely. The founder was Sensei Funakoshi, and basically he kicked it off all those years ago, and now it's one of the biggest martial arts around the world.
That's amazing. So competing in Ireland, I'd imagine your first trip overseas, was it?
No, I've represented Australia before in a previous World Cup
right.
In Thailand.
In Thailand?
Yeah.
And how was that?
That was good. I was a lot younger there, so I was 11.
Right.
I placed 11th there, and this time 6th, so...
So obviously you're learning karate, I guess that comes from Strikeforce, does it, Jimmy?
Yes, it does. Ricardo and I have been training together. He's been training since he was 4 and a half, and then Don's come in. So he's been training around about 14 years.
Anything else you want to mention there, Don?
Yeah, probably one of the things I did want to mention there is that if people do want to do karate, especially young people, obviously the biggest thing that we promote, it's not about the punching and kicking. Anyone can do that. It's about confidence and building discipline. And we have karate on a Tuesday and Thursday night from 4:30 till 5:30 for the juniors, and adults 6 till 7 p.m.
So how do people find you guys?
They find us, 71 Orange Avenue.
And I'd imagine you have a Facebook page as well, would you, Donny?
Absolutely. We've got Facebook, so they can jump on at Strikeforce and have a look at what we do. But the best way to do it is if they turn up at the studio, first few lessons are free to make sure that they like it, and then they can go from there.
Terrific. So sixth in the world, congratulations. So where do you go from here, Ricardo?
Next big focus is 2020 Tokyo, next World Cup.
In Tokyo. You'd be looking forward to that, wouldn't you?
Definitely.
Ever been? Yeah.
No, never.
There we go. What a fantastic opportunity. Well, best of luck to you, mate. Congratulations. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
It's an amazing effort. Under-18s, of course, in the Kumite and the Funakoshi Karate World Championship Tournament in 2017 in Ireland. Largest group of fighters in that division with 75 fighters. 55 countries attended the tournament. And the tournament comprised of kata, patterns, and also Kumite fighting and sparring. So really a terrific competition. And hats off to all you guys putting it all together. Well done, Donny. Thank you, Jimmy. And thank you, Ricardo.
Pleasure. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, guys. Triple M.